So what kind of player are Liverpool getting then?
I mean, I love the guy. I'm gutted, John, to be honest. I absolutely love watching him week after week. He's fearless, first and foremost. He's not the quickest. He's not lightning quick, but he's extremely adept at very quickly getting a team upfield 40 yards. You know, he's quite slight and he's not the tallest, but he's very strong. You know, when he first came to England, he was kicked to kingdom come, and he used to just roll over and squeal at the refs. But he soon learned to get on with that. He's a very dynamic player. He's got a good goal record. He scores in streaks. He's very streaky. He started in the Premier League with 13 goalless appearances, actually. And people were wondering, you know, how's he going to adapt to the Premier League after he'd done so well in the Championship in that first season. But then it sort of clicked for him, and he had a bit of a telepathic understanding with Raul Jimenez as a two. Changed to 3-5-2, and he does prefer playing centrally to out wide. You know, I wouldn't call him a winger. He's a left forward or a sort of a second striker, really. Excellent team player. Excellent team player. His attitude is fantastic. That's something that Wolves look for in all their signings, but it really is second to none. He's football mad. He's obsessed with football. If he's not playing it, he's watching it. If he's not watching it, he's playing Football Manager. And if he's not playing Football Manager, he's playing FIFA. He won that FIFA tournament they had, the Premier League one, over lockdown. In fact, he beat Trent Alexander-Arnold in the final.
That's right, yeah.
And he plays a lot of Football Manager. I interviewed him in the summer specifically on his love of Football Manager, because he talks about it quite a lot. And he'll play it in bed while his missus is asleep. You know, it's that kind of level. So he's football obsessed, a great professional, a good character, someone you want in your team. He'll defend from the front. He's tenacious. He's dynamic. He's attacking. And he hasn't hit his peak yet. You know, I think we all expected Jota to be one that would go with Wolves to the top, you know, if that's where they end up getting, and that's where, you know, they believe that they will get. At this moment in time, 45 million is exceptional money for Wolves for a player who was on their bench. But in 2-3 years' time, it could be an exceptional deal for Liverpool, because he's Wolves' best forward, in my opinion. He tops Adama Traore for me. He tops Podence. He tops Neto on his day. And the issue with Jota has been his day didn't quite come often enough last season, but he still scored 16 goals in all competitions. So Liverpool are getting a hell of a player.